started last week learning about the concept of a kinyan kesef, how someone has a din, what dinim someone would have to do, what type of kinyan someone makes in order to acquire metaltalin. So he mentioned last week that there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Dvar Torah Moyes Koines. Rabbi Yochanan's shita is, in order for someone to be kind of metaltalin, someone's to acquire any movable object, Minatera, the way to one to make a kinyan such a thing is a person pays money for it, and through the paying of the money for the chevetz becomes his. Rish Lakish argues on this. Rish Lakish says that the kinyan minatera is meshichem of reshes minatera. Rish Lakish holds that the way for someone to be kind of chevetz midiraisim would be as to be moishechet into the reshus, and nichlal in the kinyan of meshichem is also hagabah, mesira. The way for someone to be kind of chevetz is not that he pays money for it, that's not enough of a kinyan. The way that a person is kaina chayfet is he brings it into his rishos, and through bringing it into his rishos, that's how a person is kaina chayfet midiraisa. Now the Rishonim ask a kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that the way for someone to be kaina chayfet minatayra is that he pays money for it. So that's very good when a person walks into a store, he wants to buy a chayfet, it's a deal between two people. So he pays money for it, then he could be kind of a chayfetz. But how is someone kind of metalfilin? Let's say he finds a metziah on the floor. It's la'achayish, and he's right to pick it up. Or a person gives someone else a present. How is a person kind of a present? He has to go pull out money and to give pay the person for the present. What's the kinyan that exists min ha-tayro in cases where there is no kinyan kasef? It doesn't pass a kinyan kasef. Hefker, batana, metziah. What's the kinyan according to Rabbi Yochanan min ha-tayro? So there's a tesis in Avodah Zarah, and it's mavur like this in Tosfos and Becharis. They say that Rabbi Yochanan sort of agrees to Reish Lakish b'chi ha-gavna that there is a kinyan of Meshicha. Even though Meshicha does not work b'makom where you're buying a chayfet from someone else, b'makom where it's not shayach to make a kinyan kasef, like a matano or a metziyu, there everyone agrees that it passes a kinyan of Meshicha. And I saw a Merdek Gabir in this, and the Maknan Kedushin says that what's the machalikas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? One says that the kinyan is the kinyan of kesef, and the other one says that the kinyan is the kinyan of meshicha. So there's a mahalach that they're arguing in the limud and the pasuk. But he says like this, that the machalikas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is, what's the ikar of the kinyan? When you have a kinyan, there's two parties involved. There's a seller, and he wants to get the money, and he wants to sell the chayfetz in order to be able to get the money. But there's also a buyer, and he wants to be able to get the chayfetz. So Rabbi Yochanan understood that the ikar of the sale, and the way when we want to dan what's happening over here, the ikar is we have to look at it from the seller's perspective. The seller only, he owned the chayfetz up until this point, and he only agrees to sell it if he gets money. So the reason why a kinyan kesef is the ikar min ha-tayra, and that's the way someone is kind of chayfetz, is because the seller, once he's kind of the money, that's when he agrees to relinquish his schus on the chayfetz and to give it to someone else. And he brings a riot to this, he says that it has to be that the b'makom where it's not a deal. How's the person kind of the kasef? Person goes into a store, and what's kind of kasef in a Torah? You give the person the money. How's the person kind of the money? He picks it up. He holds it in his hand. What type of kinyan is that? Elamai. So klapi, the kasef which is being given, is being kind of bagbo. He has it in his hand. He's saying, because the ikar, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, the only kinyan is the kinyan moyes, is because that's the ikar of the sale, is that the seller is getting the money. So the only way to be kind of minatayra is we dan that the sale is happening beside the moyes perspective, and that's why the kinyan minatayra is the kinyan of kasef. Mashenkin Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish understood the ikar of a sale is the person, the lekeach, is getting the chayfetz. So when he's moshech it into his rishus, when he brings it into his rishus, that's when the sale is done. But b'makom where it's a metziah or a matana, there's no part of the sale that the person is giving the seller something in order to acquire the chayfetz. So there, about the ikar of the sale is the fact that he brings it into his rishus. So there, l'kulei alma, even Rabbi Yochanan b'mayda, that even though by a regular sale it would not be enough to be moshech into his rishus, but in the cases of metziah, Matana, the other person could be kind of chayfetz merely by bringing it into his rishus. The Ramban, and brought down, it's not brought down to this Ramban, but there's a Ritva, which brings this down to Ramban. He brings the kasha of Tosfos, how a person is kind of a chayfetz by Matana. And Zok the Ramban, that the person wants to be kind of Matana, he says he either kind of bechalipin or bechatzer. Now, chalipin is the shmuz, if it's really a kinyan midiraisa or not. But his other kinyan that he says is, it says that a person could be kind of a kinyan chatzah, and a chanami meshicha woman, that's the way the Achreinu Mamadayik and the Ramban, that he's arguing on Tosfos, and even in the case of a matana and a metziah, a person's not kind of minatera unless he brings it into chatzera. He would have to be kind of it, he would have to bring it actually into his chatzah in order to be kind of it. The Ktzois, Hashem asked on this Ramban, and he says, the Ramban, Hagbah is normal for Mashiach. Hagbah is Mashiach is often of being more heavy things, Moshech, but Hagbah and Mashiach are totally Zabazah. And if you hold that Mashiach is not a Kenyan Midiraisa, then who in Hagbah is not a Kenyan Midiraisa? So like this. So the come to the Ktsais HaKhosh, and he asks the Kash on this Ramban, that he says that where's the Kenyan of Chotze Milmat from? So the Gemara says the Chotze is either Midin Yad or Midin Shlichas. But even if it's midin shlichus, it's sherish is midin yad. And he says, "V'chayr the kinyan yad should be the same kinyan as hagbah and mashicha." So if we're holding now that mashicha is not a kinyan min atayra, so who adin hagbah is not a kinyan, who adin yad is not a kinyan min atayra. So how could the Ramban say that one is a way to be kind of is a kinyan chater? Chater is only midin yad, and yad itself is only nomad for mashicha. That's the choices. Kashi by sarachin on this Ramban. The achrayim all. To answer this kasha, a machadish that there's a kinyan yad which is different than the kinyan of hagbah. Hagbah is something that I have to pick up, l'mayel b'gimel, that there's a halacha, that's a kinyan of hagbah. But kinyan yad, when it's put mamish in his hand, it's nomad from get, and there's a halacha that's something that's biyodai, that's kind of legamri. So Merdek Beis Yitzchak, Merdek Chanon, he wants to bring a raya to this from a Gemara in Sukkah. He says like this, the Ramban sheet is that a kinyan deraisa is not moil. A kinyan darbana is not moil for a kinyan deraisa. If someone has to own something, let's say in this case over here, is a person wants to shake a lulav and eser. So it has to be his midiraisa in order for him to be yotzer a mitzvah. It would not be enough for him to have a lulav and eser, which is his midirabana. So he has a kasha, the Gemara, and Sukkah brings a maisa, but some of that certain amaroyim, atanoyim were on a svina, and they were magnets one to each other. And that's the way they were. They gave him matana, and the Gemara brings a raya from there, that matana is enough to be yotzer the mitzvah. So in fact, the Beis Yitzchak, what kinyan did they make? So they couldn't make a kinyan kasef, but it was on yantar, they were magnet one to another person. What type of kinyan did they make? If their Ramban sheet is, then in order for someone to be yotzer a mitzvah deraisa, it has to be his deraisa, so what kinyan did they go ahead and make? Zokter Beis Yitzchak, that there's a kinyan of kinyan yad. He's mechadish from there that the kinyan yad is a kinyan midiraisa. So if someone has something biyadoi, you said the Gemara says that according to Bechana is a kinyan of midiraisa, is a kinyan of kesef. There's also a concept of something being biyadoi. Now, but if it's a kinyan yad, he speaks out that it has to be mamish biyadoi. It's not enough. He says that's where it gets tricky because it has to be something that mamish sits biyadoi. Remember seeing some people that are kind of a little vinesric, they hold it all the way from the bottom. You have to hold the lulav, instead of holding it in the middle, they hold it all the way from the bottom, in order to be kind. The reason is for this chashbon. If it's a chana makes this chashbon, he brings a kivega and an asivus, they hold a kinyan yad, if it's sitting over on the sides, you're not kind of biyadah. Yadah has to be mamish biyadah. But he says, what's lamaila, whatever is on top of his hand, as long as it's covering his hand, that a person's able to be kind. So if you hold, if you'd want to be kind of a lulav, and you want to be yotzer reshita, and you want to be kind of midiraisa, you would have to hold it all the way on the bottom. This way it will all be considered, everything that's on top of it is biyadah. Now again, it might be a little tricky, because with that rabbis, hadas, and to get it all, mamish that it will be under biyadah, but the maisa, this kinyan of yad would need that it should be mamish biyadah. I remember once hearing a shir from someone, he was giving a shir on the zekzer shavu of lachem, and the matzus also, he needed that it should be his. He was asking if someone's a guest, how is he kindness in it? It's not so correct. He says, you have to hold it mamish like this in order to be kind of biyad. Okay, it gets a little tricky, but the kinyan of, I'm trying to point out that besides that there's a kinyan of rebuyotin, and there's a kinyan of menatayra, there's a kinyan of kesef, there also is, according to this Ramban, that it was also a kinyan of yad, but kinyan yad again has to be the mamish al gaba yodah, it has to be connected where his hand is resting, connected that, we're going to be able to be kinder, and that kinyan should work also midiraisa. It's not enough to be a Torah. Hagbah would be if Kvega says that when someone gives a get, and this is a very macro, and they mamish put it, they hold their hands like this, and you stick it mamish b'tayich yodah. Being in control, that could be Hagbah. Hagbah could be is enough that it is in my control, but that's only a kinyan derabon according to Rabbi Yochanan. I'm not saying it's not kinda. It's about if it's in my control and I'm holding it, and it'll be kinyan of Hagbah, but it won't be a kinyan of yad. The kinyan of yad has to be mamish keneged yodah. Correct. The Beis Yitzchak points out, the other Achrayim pointed out, that there are a band that has to come onto the terrace, that I'm kind of bechatzera, or bechalipin, or agav. He said, the medayik that he holds, that even a matana, it's not enough to be kind of with hagbah and mashiach. Chayis' sheet is that a matana and mitziah is enough to be kind of with mashiach, because Rabbi Yechon's made it to Rish Lakash, but agav. But the Ramban's learning that it has to be the only, you have to be chatzera. Good. could also have been, yeah, I mean, again, you'd have to... I know, it could be asking, the Ketzos is, and it's a Merida Ketzos, the Ketzos learned it could be that according to this Shita, Kinin Chotzer itself is a Rabbana. If he asked, the Chatzera is Nilmud from Yad, and Yad itself is saying is Nilmud from Hagboa Mashicha, so Chotzer can't be better than the Kinin of Yad, which the Kinin Yad can't be better than the Kinin of Mashicha, which means that Kinin Chotzer is sort of also Midar Rabbana. So the Ketzos is Mavur, even Chotzer might be only a Kinin Midar Rabbana. Fine. So that's all. So far, we're going into what the kinyan is. Midiraisa. Birchman holds that the kinyan is either a kinyan of kasef, and Rish Lakish holds the kinyan is the kinyan of meshicha. The Ma'aseh Chazal sort of were nervous, worried about what happens if maybe if the generally when someone pays is only paying kasef for a chayfetz, and the chayfetz is still going to be in the control of the seller. So we're nervous that if it's in his rishos, shama nisrufa chetachal ba'aliyah. They were nervous that what would happen if a fire breaks out in his rishos, and the chayfetz could end up getting ruined. And be'etzim, the seller, if we would give him an incentive, would have went and made sure that the chayfetz ended up getting ruined. So in order to give him that incentive, we said that if someone pays for a chayfetz and he wasn't moishach in his rishos, al shama nisrufa chetachal ba'aliyah, and we let the lekeach go ahead and be chayzer, in order to give the moishach an incentive, they should have to go ahead and to save the chayfetz. So that's midarbana, and we will oikir that. So even though we will oikir it, though, there still is a concept of a mishapar. Even though we're oikir a kinyan kasef, but in its place, there's a concept of a mishapar. The Mishnah, in the beginning of Azov, brings like this. The Mishnah says, If someone gives money for peiros and he wasn't moishach in his rishos, so yochel achzuba. He's at least mirabbanan. The halacha is they were oikid a kinyan kasef and they said he's able to be chayzer. Avol amru misha parav anshe dar amabul midar aflogu who also li parav. We tell the person they said that misha parav anshe dar amabul people who the Eibishter who pay back the people from with the mabul and the aflogu who also li parav. He pays back the people who are not oimed b'dibure. So the question is, what exactly is this inyan of the mishapara? We go ahead and we tell a person that the Eibishter, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, who paid back from the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlogo, he's going to pay back for you also. What is the inyan of a mishapara? So that's in the Gemara, first of all, as a machloikas, what exactly is a mishapara? What do we do by a mishapara? So the machloikas, if it's tam b'dinanai, if we stand inform him that or it's mailed like tinanai, we should give him a call. And the Maaser, the Mechaber, seems to name on that we give him a, he says, a Lashon of Eir Noisa, we go ahead and give him the Kala. But he uses a Lashon that we don't tell the person that he's going to pay back from you. We give him more in the general term. We tell him that the Eibishter, who paid back these people, is also going to pay you back. But we don't tell him specifically that he's going to, that there's sort of a Kala to him. The Ramah argues on this, and the Baitan Rosh, and we say, Mamash a klola, we give him a klola, that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to pay back you for the Barapi Gaim Bediburit. Now, the Lashon of the klola, and the Lashon that the Mechaber brings, which is rather different than the Lashon of the Mishnah, it's really the Lashon of the Braisa. The Mishnah used the Lashon from Dora Mabel and Dora Floga. The Braisa adds on to that from Stone Ba'amur also, and Mitzvim Shekhova B'yam. So the Smash tells us, why do you pick out these things? We tell him that the Eibush is going to pay back from the Anshadar Amabel, from the Anshadar Aflogos, the Mbamura, and the Tzrim Shatolbiyan. There's four cases of four, we point out these four things. So the Smash says that the reason why we point out these are the, we see the Ashkoch of Luyot, this is the Eibush to Mephursim, who gave an Einish. And so Merdek at first, he says, why, the other cases also, where the Eibush to pay back, Befahesi, he says, why would we knock at Dafka these four Einishim? It goes like this. He says there's four different reasons, usually, why someone does an Avera. Because either person does an Avera because he's a taifa to do an Avera. He wants to fulfill a pleasure. That's why he does an Avera. Or a person does an Avera because of COVID. He wants to be mechubah ben abrius. What's driving him is his redif acha COVID. Or he says it's a chemdes hamamen. Or because he doesn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He says, connected these four reasons why people do an Avera, you knock at these, specifically these four Einishim which the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave. He says the first Einish that we give is Misha Parab, Ma'anshe Dor HaMabel. He says that Ma'anshe Dor HaMabel, he says the Pasuk says, Tehishchas Kalbasa Ladarte, The Batsim, even though the Gzeira at the end of the day was on the Dor HaMa was given because they were from Gezel, but Batsim, the Einish on the Dor HaMa, the reason why the Mabel came out was because Hishkas Chavasa, because that's the Dor HaMa is what symbolizes Taiva. So since that symbolized Taiva, so that's the first one to say Manche Dor HaMa, because if you did that Avera because you were trying to fulfill a Taiva, you should know that the Eibush is going to pay you back. The second one is Manche Dor HaFlogo. It says Manche Dor HaFlogo. Is Batsim, there was an Indian that they were doing it for their cover. They wanted to show that they were special. They were going to fight with their British level. And it says, that's Indian of cover. So the second reason we knock at is Indian of cover. It says, Anches Doim Va'amoyra is the Indian of, it's connected the Indian of someone that has a Taivas for a moment. It says, Anches Doim Va'amoyra, they were very mad with the money. They wouldn't give Ta'anim. So that's that symbolizes the Taiva of Chemda for a moment. And it says, Mitzvim Bayam, it says that the Pari said, Mi Hashem. The Pari symbolizes the person not believing in their Rebbeinu Shalom. So the point of this Klola is, we tell a person that if, for whatever reason why you, possibly the reason why you're being Eibed HaSaver, either it's because you have Chemdes HaMomen, or you're being Reid HaFach HaKavod, whatever the reason is, you should know that your Rebbeinu Shalom is going to pay you back. The Chashulchan points out that the reason why we give him the Klola, and the reason why we have to tell it to him is, people think an Einish, fine, you know, they're going to get an Einish. Don't worry about it. Then. So we tell them these things, and we see that the person got an einish b'olam hazeh. Once already a person sees that he got an einish b'olam hazeh, not only is he got an einish b'olam hazeh, it takes it more serious, and he's more likely to be chayzer. That's the inyan of a mishapara. So now, Shaila is, I'm going to go through a few practical cases to see where we would apply the inyan of a mishapara. So I'm going to go through a case like this. Now, said a matter of practice, I never saw a mishapara actually given. There was one time where someone came into a bezin, and Itaka said that it was a case where the chayfetz fluctuated. It was worth almost $100,000 more. It was sold a piece of land, and then the price changed. It was pre-construction, yet sold it. Now it was after. It was worth $100,000 more, and the person was desperate for money. Itaka walked into bezin and said, "I'm willing to accept the mishapara. If the halacha is that I have to accept the mishapara, I'm willing to accept it. But I'm not returning the money unless Bezdin forces him to return the money." But that's a very rare case, rather for technical reasons that it wasn't a mishapara. But kemat never is it going to come down to that they can actually have to be mekal the person. Most people, especially if they're showing up to a Bezdin, and you tell them they're going to get a klola and they're going to pay you back if you're not going to be mekayim dibur, inevitably they will be mekayim their dibur. So sort of mishapara is used to force them to, if you tell them that there's going to be a mishapara, that in itself will force a person to change. I saw an interesting shaila, and what happens like this, and it's really defining to what the sherish of why we give him the mishapara. What happens if someone's told someone he's going to sell the chayfetz to Reuven said he's selling the chayfetz to Shimon, and they made a kinyan kasef. Now, another person came into this person's store, it was his best customer, and he decided, you know what, he didn't realize that it was a mishapara, or he did realize and decided he wasn't going to listen to it anyway, and he went now and sold it to another person. So he doesn't have the chayfetz anymore as possession. And the other person, he didn't make a kinyan kasef, he made a kinyan meshicha. So now the other person really owns the chayfetz. Do we still give him a mishapara or not? So here is a machloekes. The Meral Diskin says we give him the mishapara anyway. So now here you see that the Meral Diskin saying that we give him a mishapara in that case, it's not going to be able to force him to be chayzer. It's impossible him to be chayzer at this point. He already went and sold his chayfetz to someone else. But still we want to give him this I guess for other people's time, it's sort of a punitive thing. We want him to get this punishment. We're going to be mekal him to get this kolo, even though it's not going to help the person get back his chayfetz. The Divrei Gaonim brings from Sefer Zechel Avraham, brings some others that are mesupik about what happens in such a case. We already sold to someone else. If there's a point, they're giving mishapara. So it could be mishapara is only a sort of a tool to be able to force the person to be mekayim dibura. But if the makom where it's not going to force the mekayim dibura because it's impossible for the person to be mekayim dibura, it could be we won't give a mishapara. Okay, but now let's go to a few practical cases. This is a case you asked me. What happens if a guy goes into a furniture store and decides he wants to buy a dining room set? Goes, gives a deposit, says he wants to buy it. And a few days later, let's say he sees the chayfetz, the one that he likes more, another dining room set that's now cheaper, and the one that he thinks is nicer, with it nicer in his house. Can he be chayzer from the first person? I'll break the shayla into stamazer, could he be chayzer? And let's say he wants to leave the deposit by the other person. In such a case, will he still be subject to a mishapara or not? Now, before we go into the actual shayla, if it passes mishapara in such a case, I just want to give to the avada in such a case, would be, we might be mechusar amon. It means when we're handling over here the whole sugya of mishapara, it's different than the sugya mechus amana. Until now we learned the sugya mechus amana. If someone had a verbal commitment, then that day is subject to the din of mechus amana. But mechus amana does not have the chayma that we go to the person on the kaul b'fanav and we tell him this kolo. It's a darga less. That happens merely by a verbal commitment. Mishapara, on the other hand, is something that happens after there was a maisa. We'll see them in a second. The machloek is exactly what brings the darga from mechus amana to mishapara. And obviously the naftaminas are very big, because in the case of mechusar amana, we learned there's a concept of trade tari. The makom where the price changed, so we said there's a machloikas, there are maos maybe machmer, a lot of achronim, are meikul v'chiyagavna. The makom where there's a change that happens after a person gave his verbal commitment, and now he wants to be chazer, it could be he would have a right to go ahead and to be chazer, and he wouldn't be subject to mechusar amana. In the sugya of mishapara, there is no concept of trade tari. And so we pask him that even if the price fluctuated, if a person wants to be chazer, he'll still be subject to the inyan of the mishapara. So let's go into, in order to understand this case where a person, if he's allowed to be chazer now in such a case, first of all, let's understand to why Chazal instituted the inyan of the mishapara. So let's go to the Gemara. The Gemara has a kash like this. Gemara bore machloikas or shlokas and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says dvar Torah Moses is kinda. It's only midrabanan they will acre it. But the Torah is kind. So Rishlokas Shalt Mashicha is the kinyan min haTorah. So Mara wants to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. The Mara brings a raya from the din of Mishapara. Mara says like this. Tanan. Aval Amar Mishapara midar amabel hu osu liparah mishayinah b'dibura. So Mara says like this. Iyamet b'shleim mois kainas. If you hold that the Ika kinyan min haTorah is mois. Mishim hachi, then the Gemara understands what is the concept of a Mishapara. Because since the Be'ikr, the Kinyan Midiraisa, was a Kinyan Kesef, and the Atzim Midiraisa, the Chayfetz is already Koina to the Lekeach. And now he wants to go ahead and back out. So then there's a concept of Mishapara, because we're sort of Midiraisa, the Chayfetz belonged to him. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara brought, the Gemara brings a Raya that Dvorim by itself is not enough to create a Mishapara. The Gemara brings a Braisa. So the Gemara answers no. The Gemara says that even though there is no kinyan midiraisa, according to Rish Lakish, even though kinyan kesef did not create enough of a kinyan midiraisa, still since dvarim vikur ba'adayim moyes, if there's dvarim together with transfer of money, if someone sells something, and even though the kesef itself is not enough to make a kinyan, but since there is it shows sort of a seriousness to the dibur. It wasn't stam a dibur. It was a dibur plus the person gave money. So even though the money was not enough to create a kinyan, still there would be a mishapara. So the Gemara is, if you know the Gemara kepshuta, that the machlokes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara wanted to initially bring a raya, that mishapara is dependent on as to whether or not there was a kinyan in that Torah. So that was the Gemara's kasha originally in Rish Lakish. The Gemara, the kasha in Rish Lakish, that how could you say that Moses is not kaino? You see there's a concept of the mishapara. So the understanding of the Gemara is that the reason why there is a mishapara is the mishapara is sort of the rabbanon din that we put in place of a kinyan kesef. Very nice, we had a problem with the kinyan kesef, shem minister v'chatecha ba'aliyah, so we were ikin a kinyan kesef, but also we didn't want the person's tamazai to be chayza, so we made another takana, we created a mishapara. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the way the Gemara learns, this is the way the Rashba learns l'maskana. The only time one would have a mishapara is only in a case where midiraisa, this money would have been able to create a kinyan. And look, the Rashba, he gives an example. Let's say a person gives a mashkin. Someone gives collateral for a chayfetz. Now, this is not similar to the case we gave about a deposit. The deposit is different. Let's go similar. A person gave collateral. A person wanted to make the sales. I don't have any money on me. I'm going to hold on to my gold watch. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to pay you for that. For the chayfetz. Would there be a mishapara b'chiyagat no na? Zok the Rif, there's no mishapara. And the Rashba explains, the reason why there's no mishapara is because Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara wanted to bring a riot to Rabbi Yochanan that kinyan kesef is the kinyan min haTorah from the fact that there's a mishapara. So in the case where someone gives a mashkin, it's not kinyan kesef. Someone gives a collateral for chayfetz, it wouldn't be something which would create a kinyan kesef. And Melo zok there, since there would be no kinyan kesef in such a case, and we pass them like Rabbi Yochanan, v'atari mo'ez kindness, so Melo hu adin, that there won't be in the case where a person gives a mashkin for a chayfetz, it would not be subject to a mishapara. The Rimagash argues on this. Rimagash says that if you look at, he goes to the Maskonis HaGemara, the Maskonis HaGemara, the Gemara had a kasha, very good Gemara, the kasha on Rish Lakish. But the Gemara seemed to say that Dvarim Vikr Badayim Mois Kayv Avel. I mean, if the Levite had reached the Darga where it was Mois plus there was Dvarim, and according to Rish Lakish, that Mois didn't create any Kinyan, but still there's a Mishapara. So Rebbe Gash seems to say that there was only the Havamina of the Gemara. The Havamina of the Gemara, Hulda was a writer, Rebbe Yochanan. But even though the Maskana we passed on Rebbe Yochanan, but you want to know if whether or not there's a Mishapara, it's not totally in whether or not there would have been a Kinyan Kesef B'chi Agavna or not. The Melo Zokter Rebbe Gash, in the case of Mashkin, but the case of, he's having a different case. How many cases was the Dovash Einer B'shusse? The halacha is, and let's say let's go to a case, simple case. Dovash Einer B'shusse. I sell something which is not in the world. I tell you I'm gonna sell you something, let's say a furniture. I tell you something, I'm gonna sell you a piece of furniture, but it's not manufactured yet. I take a deposit. I'm telling you I'm gonna sell you something which I'm gonna, after you give me the deposit, I'm gonna go ahead and make it then. So it's a Dovash Loi B'shusse. So it's not shy to make a kinyan on that. So according to the way the Rashba understood, the Rashba said that in order for it to be a Mishapara, it has to be that the Chayfetz is Ba'olam, because the Chayfetz won't be Ba'olam, won't be Shaykh to make a Kinyan on it. And the Makom where there was no Kinyan Moyes, the Kinyan Moyes come to Menchal, who are then, there's no Mishapara. Mashenk is Dr. Rimagash, if you go like the Maskana, the end of the Gemara says that according to Rish Lakish, it's enough of Mishapara if it's Dvarim Vikr Badaya Moyes, as long as you show the seriousness of the Dvarim by giving money for it. So according to that, even if the chayfet would be ena ba'olam, it would still be subject to misha para. So it would come out, and depends. Let's go back to the case of water furniture. Depend on the case. If it has to be manufactured at a later point, so then it's a dvarm it's davar shloim ba'olam. So chayu be machloikas the Rashba and the Rimagash. If in this case there would be a din of Misha Paranat. According to the Rashba, it holds that the only time they say Misha Parah is B'makam, with Shaykh Kinyan Kesef, no Kinyan Kesef. According to the Rimagash, it doesn't have to be Kinyan Kesef, just to show a seriousness. So who in such a case, there would be a Misha Parah. Oh, so any B'shusa is a third the same thing. If I go through Mechaber, which is, any B'shusa is a very common case. So, give me a second. So now, the Mechaber and Simon Reish test are like this. In Sif Hei, the Mechaber says, Dova Shabbat La'olam, El she'ene b'shusli, dina k'dava sh'loi b'l'olam, sh'loi kona, v'yochel kol echad mehem lachsavay. Mechaber says clearly that a dava she'ene b'shusli has the same din as a dava sh'loi b'l'olam. It's not in the thing. It's a dava she'ene b'shusli has the same din as a dava sh'loi b'l'olam, and who the kol echad yochel lachsavay. Now, but the next thing, the Mechaber says like this: Ha'pesik al shar shebishuk. If someone is pesik al shar shebishuk, someone has that price and he's pesik and it's something that's nimtza b'shuk, the kibul domen. If I agree to sell you something which is nimtza b'shuk, if I told you I'm going to sell it to you, I'm chayiv to go ahead and to buy the chayfetz and then to sell it to you. So Mechaber says in such a case, if I'm chayzer and I don't fear ois, then I'm a kabel mishapar. As a machloikus, the sman, the shach, had to understand chant the Mechaber. The Shach understands it with his Rimagash. The Shach understands, that we said, it doesn't have to be a Kinyan. The Mechaber had said, Yochel Achseba, in the Sif before, saying, Enechanami Medina, I'm able to be Chazer. Over here, the Mechaber is telling like the Halacha, that even if I have a right to be Chazer, since it's Dovash and Rishus is not a Kinyan, but since Lamaisa I gave money, and the Shach seems to go with the Sheet of the Rimagash, the Sheet of the Rimagash is, as long as it shows a seriousness to the Dibur by giving money, that's enough to subject to Mishapar. The Melo is the Shach passing the Rimagash and says, that's Chadnes Mechaber, what is a Mishapar? So that would come out. In any case where I go into a store, even if it's Einer Rishus, according to the Shach, it'll be subject to Mishapar. The Sma, everybody understands Allah differently. The smaz mechadish, and it's kind of time to go into the beer of the lover, but the smaz mechadish that if something is ba'olam and it's benimtza that I can go ahead and buy it, then there's no chesaron in the kinyan of dovash einu b'shusay. When does the mechaber equate dovash einu b'shusay to dovash loy ba'olam, which is not something which is readily available and he could acquire it? That's when the dovash einu b'shusay is a din of a dovash loy ba'olam. If it's something which is readily available and he can go and buy it, then it has a din of ba'olam and it's taka kaina. But then, so according to the Sama, it depends if the thing is readily available or not. If it's readily available, then it's taka kinyan, then it will buy a kinyan kesef, then it will be subject to mishapara. Mashenka, if it's something which is not readily available on the market, then it wouldn't even be a mishapara. Because since there's no, it's not shayach a kinyan kesef on it, because the Sama is only mechanish, and it's readily available, has a din of ba'olam and the b'shusay, and mele that it's mamish kaina, so it'll be a kinyan kesef. But if it's something which is not readily available, and mele wouldn't be nichlal in the kinyan kesef, who adin, it wouldn't be nichlal in the mishapara. What? No, if he has to make it, it's yeah, but he has to make the, it's not, I don't know.
So you walk into the store, it's say, we don't have the item to order it. He paid a down payment to order it.
Right.
So it depends. Is it just in another warehouse somewhere?
Right. So if it's in his possession, it's in another warehouse, then it would be subject to a mishapar. If he has to get it from someone else, the question is how benimtz it is in the world. If it's a rear chayfetz, which is not so easy to get a hold of, then it'll be told in the machlokes of sma and the shach. If it's something which is very easy to get a hold of and it's benimtz, he just has to get it from them, then it will be
shabbat. If the guy says, I'll have it for you a week, and 6 weeks later he still doesn't have it,
that could be already. That's already a different shayla. If called he was the one who was chayfetz, and if he gets a mishabar, I'm saying, it has to be a point. If I tell a guy, it might depend on. Depending on each case, you know, depending on how much was understood, how necessary it was to be given at that point, and right. So we'll get to next week. We'll go a little more into this, exactly to what's considered benimtz and what's not according to the sma. What is our bishpar nechnami? It's a sugya v'diyav and davar sheni b'shusli. Exactly what's called benimtz in order to be kind of. Because I don't know. Okay, it's already over. We'll continue next week. But I gave a case where it's a deposit. The deposit is a separate sugya as to whether or not, even on the tzad, that there should be a mishapara, as to whether or not a deposit will make a mishapara. I mean, the shaila is, there's two shailas there. Is a deposit a tchilas peroyin? Is a deposit really meant that it's the hascholas peroyin, so it should create a kinyan kesef? Or is a deposit just sort of a knas if you're going to be chazer? And it might depend on different industries and different cases as to what the understanding of what the deposit in that case. And even if the deposit would be tchilas peroyin, we'll see next week that there's a chazanish, and Moshe goes like this. It could be that the fact that I created a deposit, it's a buyer clause, and that buyer clause is on the mishapara as well. I mean, even though technically there should have been a mishapara, the fact that the agreement between us is that if you forfeit your deposit, then I'm letting you back out, because that's sort of the agreement between us. The Chazanish understands that every time there's an agreement with a deposit, really the understanding is that if you forfeit the deposit, you won't be subject to mishapara. But Matt Shabbat will explain it more next week.
Thank you.